resonances can be quite well measured, the lambda 1520, the K star. So this bodes well for the impact of this program. So I consider the proposal to be excellent and really world class. And really, congratulations. And I hope that it all will go well with the transport of the magnet yoke from Italy to Dubna and all the other components that will be installed very well. So I also support it very strongly for the next 5 years. That's my conclusion, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so this concludes properly the presentation concerning the MPD. Now we get back to COMPASS. On COMPASS, the referee was Hans Goodbrod, so I will give the floor to Hans first, say a few words, and then if there are any questions for any other members of the committee, we will address those. So Hans, please.
Okay, so COMPASS is an excellent experiment and was an excellent experiment, and I think it comes to age as the CERN has decided, and I fully support that GINER is fulfilling its obligation as assigned it in the MOU, and I have only one comment. There are, again, as Antonio has also written in one of his recommendations, there is the list of members comprises, of course, students and PhD students. And for me, a PhD student should work 100% on the job. So I think the collaboration should make all best efforts to make sure that these PhD students, which are now in the late phase of this experiment, exploit to the fullest the potential and make a name for themselves in the international community, because these young scientists can be very instrumental in the SPD experiment at NICA and continue with their expertise gained in COMPASS. So I fully support it and I wish them all good luck.
Okay, thank you very much, Hans. Now, are there any questions or comments on the COMPASS presentation?
I have a question about the Kasai 38. It's a very nice measurement. How does that compare to LHCb? And the question is, of course, about quark.
We don't hear you very well. I mean, you are breaking up. The question is concerning the Xi. So, Alexander, could you answer that question?
It is not done, but in principle, this good question. We take into account this idea, and in future, we perform this comparison.
Okay, so what I would propose, since we are running now quite a bit out of time, we will take a few minutes break and resume. According to my clock, we are now 5:18, so we will resume at 5:30. Okay, so 12 minutes break, and then we get back with the Taiga presentation.
Okay. Houston made the assertion, but not only. And 80 people in our after list. I start a little bit with gamma ray astronomy as motivation our activity and more detail about Taiga project continuation. In this picture, you see a schematic view of cosmic and gamma ray propagation in space. Here it is. It is some a source of radiation. Traditionally, measurement measured charged particle starts, but due to charge measured particle completely forgotten about the source due to influence on intergalactic magnetic fields. Instead of this, gamma and neutrino as a neutral particle go measure it, they directly show to the source, and therefore you have exactly tried to understand what is scenario of cosmic ray acceleration exists tonic or hadronic model of acceleration, because this neutral particle also created in the vicinity of the source. But physics from gamma on neutrino externally more or less the same, but for gamma it's more easy, more cheap to detect. For neutrino it's difficult and more expensive. Here you see examples of the sources. Here it is galactic sources, supernova renowned, pulsars, mega quasars, X-ray binary. And this here you can see the extragalactic sources, active galactic programs, as a result of color orbs of heavy stars. Situation in gamma ray was dramatically changed for last 25 years. On the left picture, you see very high energy gamma sky in galactic coordinate in 1995. Only you can see one Crab nebula source, it is our galactic source, and two extragalactic, extragalactic source. Presently, we have a picture, which situation is shown on the left picture, was obtained during 8 years data taken on Fermilab detector on the satellite. And you see that we have in this catalog, it is more than 5,000 sources, including wire and coin, 1,000 sources of energy, more than 10 GeV. Especially, I show situation with GRAB, which is the most investigate, and still exists a question. On the left picture, you see the measurement of high energy part of spectrum from GRAB nebula in 2016. And this is the question mark. It is, was just the main where we obtain data with the GAI experiment. Situation in this year is changing. Is the result of the last conference. A few experiments obtain data in this region, but error very weak. And if we are talking about discrimination between the lipton and hadron model, it is impossible to do at this data. And more about Taiga experiment. Taiga experiment is located in Siberia, not far from Lake Baikal. And this is initial project of this Taiga observatory. It must be from 16-inch atmospheric telescope, and about 500 high square detector. Also, it is measurement of Cherenkov radiation, but not imaging. But a lot of this high score detector give possibility to measure very good energy of shower direction and location. but it is difficult to distinguish between hadron and gamma shower. For this reason, exists telescope and neon chamber. Presently we are working with prototype of this experiment. It consists now about 100 high score detectors and two telescopes, which is already in operation. And this telescope will be start to data taken, in the, I hope, at the end of this year. And here you see the location for second, fourth telescope. This such mode of data taking, we have a privilege to have more expensive telescope, will be at the big distance up to 600 or more. So installation of this installation possible to have a big, about one or more kilometers square, and it is not so expensive compared with the other projects, as I show later. In fact, you see our telescope. On the left, you see the first telescope. It consists of reflector, consists of 34 mirror facets, and in focus chambers with 560 PMT, which gives the image of the shower. I'll show it later. Here, the first data was obtained in 2019. Here you see our telescope, and this is a high square station. High square stations consist of four big PMT, these Vinson cone, this field of view about 0.6 teradian. So it this self-triggering. At the beginning of the year, the second telescope was switched on to data taking. Here you see two telescopes, first one and second one, and distance between the telescope is 300 meters. Here I show you example of events which was measured by two telescopes, and you see that it is matrix of photo multipliers, 560, and image of the shower in one telescope and in another telescope. This image is dramatically changes if your shower is gamma or hadron or nuclear. And so-called schematic view of the shower, and exists so-called Hill's parameter to analyze this image and quantify. Here you, I show you example of data taken, preliminary data which obtained in this year. And this just Hill's parameter, and here it is an image of the shower. It is direction to the source. It is direction to the center of the camera, alpha angles. And here I show distribution for Crab Nebula and dependence of alpha angles and the ground and the source measurement. You see the small angle, less than 10 degrees, excessive at level of 6 3 sigma significance. The same, it is galactic source here, it is the same measurement for extragalactic source, especially Markarian 421. In this case, we have excess at the level of 5 sigma. What about our plan for prolongation for next years? Our activity, generally, is production, test, and delivery of fourth telescope. And including the R&D and publication on neurofacets for this telescope. I forgot to say that for first three telescopes, all mirror was appreciated, and it is rather expensive. Here you see the third telescope, which was tested and delivered 2 months ago to Tunka, to Polygon, to the site of this observatory. It's the foundation for first telescope, which must be produced next year. Here, example of another future detectors, which was obtained the data in the same energy region. First of all, telescope array, project is a big European project. It will consist about 100 telescopes of different types. Currently, financial is provided only for production of the prototype of this telescope. Another big new detector, which is already ready at the level of 50%, it is the HASA detector in China, in Tibet. He also consists of different detectors, telescopes, imaging telescope array. Also, surface and underwater different detector for measurement electromagnetic and the ion component of shower. They plan to start data taking in configuration probably end of this year. So in the picture you can see comparison of integral sensitivity of different detectors. It is CTA, HASA, and TAIGA. TAIGA with no telescope and this telescope. You see that in this region we have a window for obtain data which will be interesting for scientific community. On the next picture, I show you rejection efficiency of our telescope. It is energy and rejection in energy about 100 eV. Our rejection efficiency is about 1%. Here are financial requirements. They are very modest. For 3 years, we are asking less than $200, mainly for construction of the first telescope and for maintenance and operation of our telescope in Siberia. So my conclusion is that we have produced three telescopes. Already two of them have taken data. The third one starts data taking end of this year. Plan for next year, we hope to fabricate four telescopes, including fabrication of mirror facets. And delivery and commissioning this Tonka in the next year. Presently, we plan to concentrate more. Now we have more data, and our group is concentrate also more on data analysis, on Monte Carlo simulation, on data taken in place analysis in Tonka area, and offline physical analysis. Here is a list of young people who will participate in this activity. Also, will participate in preparation full-scale TAIGA project. Currently, it is some investigation about implication. Also, just now I remark answer to one of remark of one of the referee. He wrote this publication of methodological results obtained by a group should be carried out more clearly. I am agree with this. And before this remark, we start preparation for publication for our technical parameters of what it is called. Now it is publication in preparation, and in a few months it will be published. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Leonid. And I will give first the floor to Edward Boss, that was the referee from the PAC on this project. So, Edward, could you give us your impression?
Thank you very much, Itzhak. First of all, I would like to thank Professor Tkachev for his nice presentation. In fact, he even answered to one of my remark and concern, which was done in my written report. What I would like to stress that TIGA is, in my opinion, is really extremely interesting project. In the area currently, it's about 1 kilometer squared area. The project consists of two types of detectors. Roughly 120 small cameras, plus currently two. The third one was already delivered, and finally it should be four large telescopes. In fact, combining signals from these two type of detectors allows to people in TIGA project to clearly disentangle between different sources of photons and photons coming from radiation from cosmic rays, and in this sense to get quite clear signals. In fact, I was impressed by results of this year, namely that the complex TIGA passed the really first important physics test, namely gamma quanta from Crab Nebula, were detected with significant, we just heard about this, with significance slightly more than 6 sigma, and also the signal from Blazar MRK 421, also with significance at the level of 5 sigma, was also detected. And that is really amazing result. What I would like to stress that the most important GINA contribution, and that is the responsibility of GINR group, is the creation of those large telescopes, which is called Imaging Atmospheric Cherenkov Telescopes, or ICAT, IACT, I don't know how to pronounce correctly, those type of telescopes, those observation. Two of them were already working and testing. The third one was delivered, as we just heard, and the fourth one is in plans. So, and all these plans are really fully justified. And I just had only two small concerns. One of them was just mentioned here by Professor Tkachev, and the other concern was related to physics tasks. In fact, the physics program of GINR group consists of several directions, but all of those directions are in fact physics tasks for the whole collaboration, and it's not quite clear which part in the analysis is planned to be done by GINR group, and it would be great to have some physics task in which GINR group would have some, you know, the leading role, and maybe involving more young people in corresponding task. okay, I understand it's not that easy, probably. But finally, I would like to stress that Jana contribution is extremely large to Taiga project as a whole. And in fact, the financial support, at least for me, is fully justified. And so I can only, keeping in mind those sort of critical remarks, but that is just, you know, some wish how to improve things in future. But generically, I fully support the proposal of Junior Group, and I would like to recommend financing of the application with the first priority. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Edward. Any other questions or comments?
Yes, I have a question. How does this setup Taiga compare or compete with the Lasso and Tibet? I have not grasped that so quickly. Can it be complementary, or is it a competition where Lasso Tibet is doing much better work?
As I saw on this picture, you see the comparison of the Lasso and Taiga. This evaluation was done not for our prototype, but for full scale, Taiga. And you see that in the region between around 1,000 TeV, Lasso and Taiga is competition. At the same level, I don't know if that was plan of increase of the area of Lasso. Currently, it is 1 square kilometer. But we plan to have more than 1 square kilometer.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I also ask a question?
Yes, please.
What is the long-term plan for Taiga? When it is going to be completed with the 16 IACTs and the rest of the detectors? Because here we saw only few years plan, but I suppose it is in the far future. So, what is
it? It completely depends on financial support. Currently, we have only a few grants, which was obtained by collaboration, but of course the existing grant give no possibility to do full project, including 1,000 or 500 high score detector or 16 telescopes. But probably, nevertheless, here we in our laboratory already discuss this issue. In future plan, this was developed recently in our institute. Our desire to have to build 16 telephone exists. But I don't think that without external support for collaboration. Presently, we have we have an application for grant Minобрнаука, and this is serious money. And, but not enough.
Okay, thank you very much.
One question, Itzhak.
Yeah, a very short one because we are running really late.
Cleaning of these mirrors, how long do they last before you have to clean them?
During the next month, we plan to clear mirrors for the first telescope. it was not what it was not done before. It was no necessity.
Okay. Well, Leonid, I think we will move on now with the presentation on the Juno Dia Bay project by Dmitry Naumov. Please, Leonid, take your stop sharing the screen so that Dmitry can start.
Okay, can you hear me?
We hear you. Please go ahead and share your screen. Okay, we see your slides.
All right, just a second. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so hello everyone. I'm going to present the status report and request for the prolongation of the Juno project, or formerly Dia Bay Juno project. So on this slide you can see the Juno, which is a reactor experiment, is actually encompassing very important physics topics on measuring oscillation parameter of neutrinos, and it is providing important source of information also in addition to accelerator and solar neutrinos and atmospheric neutrinos. So this is the outline of my talk, and so let's start. So formally, the project began in the early of 2000s, in 2010 and even earlier, like 2007, as the Dia Bay project. So we were at the very beginning of this project, of the Dia Bay project, which turns out to be quite successful by measuring theta 1-3 angle. And Dia Bay eventually is going to end data taken by the end of 2020. And therefore, in the line philosophy of JNR projects, we are going to terminate this project and move it as an activity and rename the entire theme as a Juno project. The Juno project is also a very long project in JNR. So, and today I'm going to report the status of 2018-2020 and provide you also the prolongation for the next 3 years for both projects. This is a composition of our theme. It's a rather big theme. So there are about 40 fellows from JNR. And on this slide, let me show you the summary of Dia Bay project, Dia Bay and Juno projects. So the main topic of Juno is the measurement of neutrino mass hierarchy. And we are going to measure this by comparing the measured energy spectrum to oscillation model, assuming inverted or normal mass ordering. And Juno will be able to determine mass hierarchy on the level of 3 to 5 standard deviations, depending on also some external inputs. But also, Juno will be able to measure neutrino mixing parameters with uncertainty better than 1%. And this will make the results of Juno compatible to the precision in the quark sector. So this will be for the first time in physics. Also, we are going to probe the lepton mixing matrix unitarity on the level of 1%. We are going to have, in addition to a huge Juno central detector, a near detector, which will be able to measure the spectrum of antineutrinos with the precision of better than 2% at 1 MeV of visible energy. But this is not yet the full program. Also, it will provide important measurements of supernova neutrinos if they'll happen. And also some there is some sensitivity to diffuse neutrinos, which are also remnant from supernova. It will measure solar and geoneutrinos, and with geoneutrinos we are going to collect statistics exceeding the current statistics by factor 400. So this will be a very important contribution to the field. We also will measure atmospheric neutrinos, and Juno is sensitive to sterile neutrino and various exotic searches. And last but not least, Juno turns out to be quite competitive detector for searching for the proton decay. The Juno schedule is illustrated in this slide. So the complete design, the complete conceptual design was finalized in 2014. And today we are here. Also, COVID-19 is shown. And nowadays we are ending civil construction and making electronics mass production. And next couple of years will be extremely hot for us because we are going to install the detector and commission all the parts of the detector with the goal to start data taking in 2022. So as concerns the Juno and Daya Bay GNR group activities, so they are quite broad. And so we are leading many different topics in these collaborations. For example, in Juno and Tau, Tau is a name for a near detector. We are doing the following topics. So for the photomultipliers, we participate in characterizations, and our fellows are responsible for this job, along with Chinese colleagues. And also we are doing mass testing, and there are about 20,000 of photomultipliers, so this is a huge job. We're also providing and manufacturing and designing the high voltage units for Juno, so we are empowering Juno actually. Tau detector will be a detector filled with a liquid scintillator at minus 50 Celsius. And the light will be recorded by silicon photomultipliers. And we are going to purchase about half of these photomultipliers. And we are participating in various acceptance studies, mass characterizations, and also providing the high voltage units for Tau detector. Also, there is a so-called top tracker detector. And we are providing this detector as an in-kind contribution, and also developing and providing the support. Actually, this is a huge mechanical work, and the top tracker detector will be served to monitor muon rays. The measurement which we are going to do are so much sensitive that we should take into account the Earth magnetic field, which is actually very small, but becomes important if not shielded for degradation of photomultipliers. So we are developing also, together with Chinese colleagues, the shielding against the Earth magnetic field. And also, we are providing now one of the computer centers. So this will be one of three computer centers in Europe, which will redistribute the data from China, and also will provide CPU for Monte Carlo reconstruction and things like that. Concerning the software part, in Juno and Tau, we are doing quite a lot of work in developing software for the sensitivity studies, for reconstruction of vertices, energies, and tracks. There is a group participating in machine learning techniques and developing DAQ system for top tracker. And one of the pillars of our work is so-called GNA, framework. This is Global Neutrino Analysis Framework, so which will provide a fitter, global fitter of neutrino data. As for the Daya Bay, we are doing there also quite a lot of things, like the oscillation analysis, and one of the oscillation analysis was officially the GNR analysis. We consider it also a so-called wave packet model for neutrino oscillations and participating inverse beta decay, event selection, searches for sterile neutrino and neutrino directionality. So our plans for the next 3 years are the following. So we have to commission high voltage units, the top tracker and silicon PM for Tau, and high voltage for tau silicon PM, and also earth magnetic field protection for large PMTs in the water pool. And we also participate in analysis on the software level, reconstruction, and other various things. So I think this is quite a comprehensive list of things we are going to do and we are doing. So now concerning the publications in the last 3 years, so this is just a selected list of some of these publications. So you can see them, and also as part of Diabay collaboration, is the individuals. And here in the bottom right, you can see a short summary of papers which were published by us, and some citations on these papers. Also, in the framework of this project, there were three doctor theses defended in the last 3 years, and one candidate thesis defended. No, sorry, two doctor and one candidate, and one doctor and two candidate theses are going to be defended in the next couple of years. Also, we have students on bachelor's and master's, and also from the summer student program. So this work is, I would say, quite interesting to students, and every year they're joining our group for this work. So this is a breakdown of our staff members, including their full-time equivalents shown in this column, and precising what they are explicitly doing in this work. So certainly I'm not going to read this, so you can check it if interested. So there are 39 members, as I mentioned, and effectively there are about 20 FTE. And I think, and this is the composition of our fellows by their specialty, like engineers, students, doctors, PhD students, and so on. So I think this shows pretty fair distribution, with quite even distribution around all these areas. And the age distribution is shown here on the right. You can see that actually this is quite a young team. So if we sum up here, so all these guys are younger than 45 years. All right, and so these are our expenditures in Juno in the last 3 years. So GNR actually contributed quite substantially to Juno project in terms of money and hardware. So in total, this is about 6.5 millions of dollars. And these are our requests for the next 3 years. So also written here for what in particular. So for the next 3 years, we are requesting 3.2 million USD. And this is another form on how we are distributing this money for what. And this is one of the last slides. So this is so-called SWOT analysis for the strength and weaknesses and opportunities and threats. So as the, well, as the, for the strengths, they are numerous and I think well known to people. So I'm not going to read them. As for the weaknesses, there is a risk that we fail to achieve 3% energy resolution, or we could not provide sufficient detector structure integrity or electronics reliability, or we are delaying with the detector installation. So far, we are working hard not to meet any of this, and right now we are full of optimism that we will do this. Well, as for the threats, underground collapsing or flooding, I'm not sure we can do anything about that, so this will live with us. So basically, that's it. So thank you very much for your attention. I think I'm done.
Thank you very much, Dmitry, for this very clear presentation. We will now go to our referee, Antonio. So please, your impressions. I will ask you to be brief because of the lack of time. But Antonio, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dmitry, for being on time. Actually, you are been ahead of schedule, so that was great.
Thank you.
I would say that there are a few issues, not really on the scientific side, which I appreciate very much. You should not forget what Diabe has done, and there are good prospects that you will be also as performing with Juno. There is in slide 4, you mentioned your 3-5 sigma. Actually, the 5 sigma, I guess, from the plot on the right, which is not really realistic in under the present conditions. On the other hand, I see that there are strong competitors before your time and after your time. I'm mentioning Orca, Pingu, and you. So, as you well know, the issue of hierarchy is all about the Phi Sigma. So, how do you see this? I mean, do you see any real hope for getting in time the discovery? You want to answer first the question, or you want me to ask all the questions at the time?
Well, if you want, I'm recording your question, so please
okay. Go ahead. Then I can go ahead. I would say that there is also there are some, you know, pros and cons for about the personnel, the people. I, as also mentioned by Hans, I am insisting every time on the fact that PhD students should be concentrating on one physics subject, which is their thesis, which is probably a major change on the mentality of JNR as a whole. So, but I keep repeating this. The other issue, which is more relevant for me, is the fact that there is a lot of interference, certainly constructive, but there is a lot of interference between neutrino physics with reactors and neutrino physics with accelerators in GNR. And in my opinion, given the fact that we have in front big projects, notably Juno and Dune, I think that this must be solved. You cannot have your feet into such big projects. So this is something that once more it's a matter of mentality in the GNR. But as far as I am concerned, I think that the clear message should be that either you are mainly concerned with reactor neutrinos or with the accelerator neutrinos, you can hardly do both. And we should try to remove this interference. This is all I would say. Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay, Dmitry, if you want to answer those questions, but please do it shortly.
Yes, yes, if you want.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so concerning the 5 sigma discovery, you are right that there is a huge competition nowadays, and nobody knows actually how it will be ended. So we have in Juno a so-called International Advisory Committee, and this kind of question also arises, but actually from our side to them. And they said to us, actually, that don't worry. Everyone is saying that they are going to meet the requirement, the timing and so on, but the reality is that they all delay. So this means that we entered this game something like 10 years ago, and now we just have to work hard to meet, to do our best. And then let's see who will be the first or the second. So there is no other possibility. We cannot say, okay, there is someone who will do it better, quicker than us, so we stop doing this.
Yeah, this is clear. The only thing is that it seems that you cannot reach 5 sigma. That
yes. If we will not reach 5 sigma, yeah, this is a good question. We will definitely reach 3 sigma. ourselves, and 5 sigma will be probably with some external inputs. So my personal opinion is that overall this mass hierarchy measurement is very difficult, and it is unlikely, unless Dune will enter the game, that anyone alone will be able to meet 5 sigma on a short time scale. So I think that before Dune, or just maybe the first years of Dune starting, probably we'll have already quite statistics from various experiments to claim altogether that this will be 5 sigma. But I don't know how this will happen exactly.
Go to the next question, Dmitry.
All right. So for the next question, for the personal PhD should be working on one subject. I fully agree with that. And I think in Juno, this requirement is respected, actually. So I think I have maybe one PhD student working both on Diabay and Juno, but this is definitely constructive interference, because he's doing the same thing for both oscillation analysis. But apart of him, I think everyone works exclusively on a subject. Concerning the interference Juno and Dune, I have to say I'm not sure that I fully understood your proposal. Do you suggest that GNR as a whole will stop doing some of this, or only our group?
No. What I can expect is that key people in GNR either work on one project or in another.
Yeah, I think actually this is fairly the case. So I think in Juno, probably only Alexander Alshevsky and Nikolai Anthimov and some fellows from their team. So just several people work on both projects. But the majority of Juno team works exclusively on Juno, and majority from NOAA and Dune works exclusively on these accelerator projects. So only a few people which are basically related to hardware. And, you know, hardware people, they are, usually they don't care much about the experiment's name. They work on the hardware.
Okay. I see that also Vladimir Kekelice is one of the internal referees. I don't know whether, Vladimir, you have something to add here to this discussion?
Not too much. I have my referee, but probably some concluding words that you see that indeed the participation in the experiment of such high scientific level is very valuable for GNR. I would just few remarks. I believe that an active role of the gene group in the global neutrino analysis is of great importance. In my opinion, this case was not sufficiently specified in the project. In total, the International Juno Collaboration numbers about 650 participants from 77 institutions. The GNR group is second, considering the scientists involved, to the Institute of High Energy Physics, Beijing, and is in charge of a large amount of responsibilities within the project. The submitted materials do not provide a complete overview to evaluate whether the GNR responsibilities are objectively balanced in comparison with other collaboration participants. On the whole, the participation of the Juno group, of the GNR group in the Juno project, should be greatly appreciated, and it's advisable to prolongate the project and consider it for the SFO's priority. Probably that's all what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I've written report, which...
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Vladimir. Any other questions or comments from the floor?
One short question.
Yes, please.
Did I understand correctly that after 22 start Juno 1, that is 3 to 7 years of data taking, then you have another upgrade that is Juno 2, that is, let's say, 10 more years, so all the project will last for 20 years from 22 on?
No, this is not correct. So in 2022, it will be actually the full project commissioned. and we are going to take data to achieve the sensitivity in, say, 8 years, I'd say 7 to 8 years.
Okay. Any other comments or question? Okay, then thank you very much, Dmitry, and we move to the last project of today, which is related to Nova June and will be presented by Alexander Olszewski. So, Alexander, please start sharing your screen.
Can you see it?
Yes, we see it. Just go into full screen mode and we are done.
Okay. So, dear colleagues, I would like to present today the extension of the NOVA project to the NOVA Dune project, which is the study of neutrino oscillations in those two experiments. And as you know, the NOVA experiment is a long baseline, modern long baseline experiment, which is using the Fermilab intensive neutrino beam and a fire detector, which is very large, 14 kiloton detector with nice identification detection possibilities. Today I'm presenting the NOVA oscillation studies, which are based on the numbers of protons on target intensity, which was provided with the neutrino and antineutrino beam, which is written here. And it's a bit of pity that the report is today, because in 2 days from now there will be a new results announced by NOVA and also by T2K at the Neutrino 2020 conference. So the actual presentation will be on the 2nd of July. So I recommend everybody who is interested in this to follow carefully. But for the result which was published already by NOVA, there are quite significant and important interesting results achieved. In particular, the normal neutrino mass hierarchy is preferred at the level already almost of 2 sigma. This is, of course, for a particular delta CP phase. What is planned next is that NOVA is approved now to run until 2025, so 2024 inclusively. And by that time, it will increase the statistics by 3 to 4 times, which will give the possibility to determine the mass hierarchy alone with a 3 to 5 sigma sensitivity. This is clear from the plot which is presented here. You can see the star, which is our present published measurement. And depending on the delta CP, there are areas here. And at 2025, for certain regions of delta CP, we can reach even 5 sigma. The proposal of the GINR group is to continue this successful participation in the NOVA experiment, and also to extrapolate the knowledge which was obtained in this experiment to the next project, which is the Dune. So for the software and for the analysis, it is clear that the experience can be used. Moreover, the GINR group has already developed the light collection system of the liquid argon modules, which are set up now by the collaboration for the Dune near detector. And it is planned that the GINR responsibility in this new enterprise will include the full construction chain of this light collection system. which means the detectors, the front-end electronics, the data acquisition system, slow control monitoring of the detector, and also calibration system, some software tools, etc. Let me elaborate a bit more on the sensitivities of different experiments here. So first of all, the basis for the hierarchy determination measurement is the measurement of the probabilities of the appearance probabilities for the neutrino and for antineutrino. On such a plot, the sensitivity of NOVA is represented by the black ellipses, where the lower one, the solid one with the solid line, is for normal hierarchy, and the other one is for inverted. The measurement of the present reported measurement of NOVA is represented here as a star, as this dot with the arrow bars. And at the same time on this plot, you can see the result and the sensitivity of the concurrent experiment, or T2K experiment. The T2K experiment has the same, nearly the same as NOVA ratio of the distance to energy, L over E, so-called. However, due to the three times lower absolute distance, the matter effects are less pronounced, and the T2K experiment sensitivity is actually almost blind to the hierarchy. The result, the present result, published result of a T2K is presented here by the blue dot with the error bars. So you can see that they are rather compatible and help to measure both the delta CP and the hierarchy. However, the situation significantly changes with the Dune experiment, which is again represented here as two ellipses. Due to the larger matter effect, you can see but there is no degeneracy in the parameters, and Dune can really perform really very, very well. On the right-hand side plot, you can see that in 1 year of running of Dune, one can reach 5 sigma for a certain value of the delta CP. And for all range of delta CP parameters, the same 5 sigma can be reached in something like 2.5 or 3 years of data taking. So the GINR tasks in brief for NOVA are running a remote operation center here in Dubna. This was very successful enterprise. We were able to run it and to participate the data taking and shifts just from here, from home. And we do it not only for our GINR people, but also for Russian institutes in NOVA. Some measurements which were done here at test benches will be continued in order to tune better the NOVA Monte Carlo. Very nice was our participation providing the computing resources for NOVA simulation and analysis. This was developed with the help of experts from a Laboratory of Information Technologies and helped very much to attract many people who are participating in analysis using the home facilities in order to develop tools and to develop the analysis and to obtain the results from here, from home. Another task is our participation in calculations, developing calculations and modeling and measurements of neutrino interaction cross sections. This, as you can understand, is very important and second systematic in our measurements. So it's very important to improve on that. Dubna people are participating in the main oscillation analysis, but in addition to that, there was a big contribution to the analysis, to the trigger, and to the development of the analysis for supernova and for some exotic channels like magnetic monopoles, also for atmospheric muons and so on. The GNR tasks which are anticipated by our proposal are to contribute to the R&D and construction of the light collection system for the 2x2 demonstrator for the DUNE liquid argon near detector. As I said already, this will include the detector itself, electronics, DEQs, low control, etc. The task of a 2x2 demonstrator is considered as really the main milestone to demonstrate that this technique is completely valid for the near detector. We are planning to extend the infrastructure of our computer center in order to contribute also to the DUNE. Here we plan, we are aiming to have the Tier 2 cluster, and we are quite confident that this is possible. As I said already, the extension of the NOVA analysis and tools created at GINR to the extension to the DUNE framework is our goal in the software and physics itself, and the same applies for the development of Monte Carlo simulation, in particular this Gini Monte Carlo generator, which our people are also authoring. So there are some authors from GNR in Gini. Some more project details about personnel. You can see here the list of people who are contributing to the project, and the team is quite balanced. It's quite young, actually. The average age is around a bit more than 35 years. There are bachelor, master, and PhD students, also several young research scientists also preparing PhD. We are planning several defenses of those PhDs in the nearest future. There are also 10 engineers, 4 staff members, and 4 professors. The total FTE for this project amounts to 21.2. And you may recognize that with respect to the previous period of the project, this has been increased by a factor of 2. And additional manpower here comes from the people who are doing the detector physics. And since there was already the discussion of involvement of several people in both projects in NOVA, DUNE and JUNO, I can comment already here that this is actually quite a synergy. First of all, because the time profile of this manpower is different. JUNO is actually finishing the construction period, although there are 1 or 2 years, very hard years ahead of us. But for the DUNE project, the time profile is quite different. Another thing which I would like to point out is that there is a nice synergy in the detector technology. Although one experiment, the JUNO one, is the reactor experiment, and here we are talking about the accelerator, nevertheless, at the level of photodetection, we are in both cases using the CPM, And in that sense, our developments for the bias voltage, for the performance of the photosensors, and for the other things are really very complementary, and the interference is very positive. So, for the resources are quite modest. For the period of 3 years, we request some maintenance and upgrade of the remote operation center in Dubna, some money for laboratory equipment and tests, about $250,000are requested for the construction of the liquid argon light collection system for this 2x2 demonstrator. And for the computing infrastructure, for the tier 2, we are asking for $300,000. Actually, here, thanks to our work in Nova, we already reached the necessary level of CPU power, and we need only to extend the disk storage for the data and for the Monte Carlo. And some money are requested for about 100,000 per year for visiting, for travel money. Finally, for the project details about this SWOT analysis, the strengths are really very obvious, and due to the fully operational NOVA experiment, we are already running and proved the good data taking efficiency and collection of the data and the ability to obtain the physics results. Then there are certainly some opportunities and weaknesses, but for the threats, I would mention here only the unexpected changes in the overall international situation, although unlikely, but who knows. For the reports and for the publication activities, actually there are many, many more items listed in the written proposal, but here I have selected only 17 of them, which are actual oral presentations, not outside, let's say, outside Dubna at major events. You can see here the last one, for example, was the presentation on behalf of the NOVA at the EPS conferences, and there are some more here. The color code means that the black ones are for the detector physics, and the blue ones are for physics. So, in summary, the NOVA experiment provides important results by measuring oscillations with neutrino and antineutrino NUMI beam. The GINR group in NOVA is contributing significantly to the experiment's results in different areas of analysis. And NOVA will continue data taking until 2024 inclusively. And it is proposed to prolong the project for the next 3 years period, 2021-2023. It is also planned to extend the scope of the project by contributing to the R&D and construction of the light collection system for the Dune NEAR detector, and prepare Dune data analysis on the basis of the ones developed by GINR for NOVA. The last but not least is that the work in NOVA Dune project at GINR provides an excellent opportunity for visible contribution to the world-class physics and attracts a lot of young people. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you very much, Alexander. So I will ask now Antonio to give us his impression. And again, Antonio, please be brief.
Okay, I will be very brief. Today it's an easy life for me because both projects on reactor and longest line are excellent, and their precursors are both unbelievably giving wonderful results. So Daya Bay and Nova. So I don't need to add anything on that. Both, I don't want to even say concerns, both issues are related to the follow-up, larger scale. In one case, Juno, on this case, Dune. So I would like to come back on this issue of interference. I well understand the argument of Dimitri and Sasha about interference, but you know, Sasha, in particular, this is related to the competition on similar physics subjects. This is an issue which has been brought at the level of the management of Dune several times, and this will come again for not only for Dubna, for GNR, but will come for all collaborators who are involved in different projects. So sooner or later there will be some statements from the collaboration about this. So that's the only warning to be prepared. The argument that you are working on hardware, this is acceptable, but when the data will come and when the analysis for instance for a hierarchy will come, then there will be certainly issues coming from the management of the experiments. That was my worry. The second point is that I appreciate the effort in having people which are committed, because this kind of large project only works if there are people really at 100%. So I understand that you are paying attention on this, and this is fine. The second point is that Dune, contrary to other projects running or planned at JNR, it's a LHC-like project. This is over 1,000 people, 140 about international collaborators. So this is not a small experiment. And I think that this is also a responsibility of JNR management to address and to monitor and to fund the project in a different way as for other smaller size projects. So this is, we will come again on this issue. I think this is not for now. Now we are in the phase of prototyping, but soon I think we will have to hear words like RRB, bilateral agreement, contribution to the facility, etc. Last but not least, for the same reasons, I think that you didn't mention, but the GNR group has been accepted officially in the collaboration recently. So this is a major achievement. And this also is demanding in the sense that we could think of GNR being as a sort of heading or leading a stronger effort of other institutions affiliated to GNR. And this, I think, it's a mandatory choice. As you well know, there is no room for small participation in such a large enterprise. So I expect that the management, together with you, will soon address this scale issue.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for these comments. I can just add that all this is appreciated, all those advices. I forgot to mention that there is no interference at the level of people doing analysis. So they are 100% either in Juno or in Nova, at Nova. And for hardware, I commented already. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Dimitri, I have also a very small question. I saw in your list of participants that there are quite a number of people with 0.1 FTE. We repeatedly said that we discourage this type of participation because, for obvious reasons. So could you comment on that?
Yeah, sure. There are not many, first of all. I can come back to that, but there are not too many. And they are either theoreticians who share their time between different things, or they are technical experts providing really some simultaneous help, like, for example, Laboratory of Informational Technology experts who are advising and helping us to build the computing infrastructure. There are no such point one people from our team really doing something constantly. But okay. I appreciate, well, we will try to take this into account. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, well, thank you very much, Alexander. And with this, I think that we are completing the open session. From now on, we move into the closed session. So I will ask politely all the people that don't need to be in the closed session to just quit the meeting.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
And goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I see now that most of the people here are all. Maybe, Alexander, you could check that we have only people allowed in the closed session.
Yeah, give me a few minutes.
Okay. I see in total 21 participants logged in. But there are a few that are ex officio here, and that's fine. okay.
I'm in the process. You may start, I will do it gradually. No problem.
Okay. So we will start. The first part that we have on the agenda is the meeting with the GINR Directorate. I don't know whether we do have many things to discuss from all what we heard today with the Directorate. I personally have only one question for them. We heard from the presentation of Anatoly Sidorin that reported on the Machine Advisory Committee that they estimate that there is a substantial lack of manpower in the magnet sector for the construction and the test. And they consider this a very serious problem that puts in great question mark the schedule of the collider assembling and construction. So my question to the directorate is whether they can or they have ways to address this issue and to mitigate somewhat the lack of manpower in that front. I don't know who is present in the GINR Zoom room, whether the directorate is there or not. I see Vladimir that is logged in remotely, but I don't know whether the others are there.
Probably I could comment this issue.
Okay. Yes,
indeed, we have the problem with the manpower on both on the magnet construction, on magnet assembly, and assembly of the equipment for the accelerator facility. We are working on this issue, and first of all, according to the recommendation of Cost and Schedule Review Committee, we decided to organize so-called Quality Control Group. Now, this Quality Control Group is already established. In previous time, they were working, but not in a formal way. Now they have a formal formal group with the leader of this group, Hamlet Hajibegian. They have plans, and they indeed improve the quality control and will be regularly report on this issue and give recommendations. We have several meetings. We are planning to change the manpower activity on the magnet assembly area. Just now we cannot do that because due to the pandemic, and we should provide the social distance, and we somehow released intensity of this work because we split all the workers in two groups. One is working on the first half a day, the second is working on the second half a day, because the area is so tight for so many people that we should a little bit wait until the pandemic will go at such level that we could release any restrictions on the distances. But in the meantime, we are settled a plan to invite new people, most experienced people, to give them more responsible work, and the new people to invite, give them at the very beginning ordinary work to test whether they have quite potential to occupy the proper positions. We are working permanently on that. The same is with the assembly. We are trying to first of all to look for good people. We have no limitation to host these people, but to find people is not easy task. We are permanently working on that. And step by step, the number of people working on this area are enlarged, but probably not with so fast as we want. But step by step, the people are growing.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know whether any other members of the PAC have any questions to the management. Then what I would propose is that we move to the recommendations. I think that you have received the draft from Alexander on your mail, and we should now go and try to discuss that. If you want to have a few minutes break, we could have it, something like 3-5 minutes break, or not, we continue straight away as you wish.
Right away.
Okay. So let's see how we proceed with these recommendations. I will put on the screen the document, so I will share my screen with the document, and we will go basically paragraph by paragraph, collect the comments that you may have, corrections or changes, and we will try to finish this as soon as possible in view of the time. So let me first go and fetch my document. Okay, I have it here. Now I should start sharing. Okay, can you see the draft?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Okay. I can see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So I guess that the first part is now controversial, but I will leave you 1 minute to read. And if someone finds a typo or something that needs to be changed or whatever, we will discuss that. So please go and read the preamble.
Yeah, no problem.
I will ask Alexander to take notes if there are any changes, because since I have to manage the sharing The talking, I will probably not have much time to write the comments, but I'll do my best. Okay. Any comments on the preamble? No comments?
Straightforward. No comments, no.
It's okay.
Good. No typos, no nothing. So we move now to section number two. There are the first two paragraphs, which are on the NICA project and on the infrastructure. Let me read those two and we will discuss. The PAC heard with interest the report on the progress towards realization of the Nucleotron NICA project presented by Isidorin. Although the pandemic situation caused a few months delay in vacuum testing the PIN pipe and construction of cryogenic equipment for the unique elements of the ring, the tests of the main booster system were completed. The PAC welcomes the active preparations for the launch of the booster synchrotron with beam in August 22. We should remove with the beam. There is not necessary. The PAC takes note of the progress report on the infrastructure developments at VBLHEP, including the nucleotron facility presented by N. Agapov. The committee notes with satisfaction that despite the difficult pandemic situation, all areas of infrastructure development are advancing without downtime and basically at the necessary pace. Any comment?
Yeah, I think we should have one sentence that we agree, we have same concern with Vladimir Kekelidze on the missing manpower on magnet testing.
That's right.
That's missing in this chapter.
Okay, good point. So we'll add a sentence there on the missing manpower for the magnet construction and testing.
And urges the management to do all necessary steps to solve this problem.
Okay. Great. Now, any other thing?
No.
Good? No. Okay. So now we move to the BMTN paragraph. The PAC appreciates the progress towards the realization of the BMTN project presented by M. Capitian. The BMTN collaboration is focused on upgrading the detector for the heavy ion physics run planned for in 2021 and beyond, and on the physics of the data collected with the carbon and argon beams on fixed targets. The PAC is pleased to note that the first results on short-range correlations of nucleon pairs in inverse kinematic reactions measured at the nucleotron were presented by the BMATEN team at the JINR colloquium. A paper draft has been prepared and is undergoing internal review prior to submission for publication.
I would like to stress there also the point that I deplore that BMTN will have a first time with a lower end energy, which is limiting the physics output of this experiment. And we don't need to say that a paper draft has been prepared and do something that we would skip.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree also.
Yeah. I didn't get the first point refers to the energy. What do you want to say there?
I think the PAC deplores or urges the management to make all possible that the full energy of nucleotron is made available as soon as possible. Otherwise, the limit scientific program will be limited strongly.
Yeah, but this is a comment not to the BMATN or not to MPD. This is a comment to the machine people, to, I would say, Sidorin.
to the management here. I mean, we are sending this to the management, and they should follow up on that.
Yeah, but we should put this comment on the previous paragraph concerning the Lucrotronica.
Okay, if you want, so yes. Fine. We'll see.
Yeah, this is not generic. Not generic for BMATEN.
Because it's a requirement to accelerate and not to.
Yes, it's the accelerator that are saying that they will run at this energy.
Put it wherever you want.
Okay, what was your second comment?
That the last sentence should be skipped. We don't have to say that they are preparing a paper draft.
Yes, I would agree as well.
We can take it out, although I think it's a significant milestone. That's why it is there.
Yeah, but then better take it out, because if they are not ready for the next pack, that would be strange.
I think once they have it accepted through refereeing process, then we can congratulate them. Yeah. But I think it's for me the experiment is.
No problem. Okay, we can take it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a comment on here that this is their first scientific publication, or they've already published papers before,
This is the first in. This is the first, right?
Yeah, that's my impression, and I would expect it from an outsider that publication on the lambdas, for instance, which the experiment was primarily built for, would be needed, would be called for. And so, if we mention something about the short range correlation here. We probably want to mention something about, the PAC looks forward to publications on the lambdas.
Well, that was a question that we should have asked Michael Kapishin. What is the status of the lambda thing? Somehow... It was my impression that this thing was very close to completion, but then the leading person of this analysis had to leave, and I think that has created a strong delay. But I would not write something that we have not discussed with Michael before that. I can ask Michael if there is any point, I will add that sentence, okay?
Maybe we can write something like, we encourage to publish results as soon as possible.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, we could say that. Okay, I like this last proposal of adding, instead of the paper being prepared, adding a sentence like, we encourage the team to publish the results as soon as possible. Okay, now moving to section number 3 and first paragraph, first two paragraphs concern the MPD. The PAC takes note of the report on the progress towards realization of the MPD project presented by AKCL. The multi-purpose detector MPD is focused on studies of nuclear matter at the highest baryon density accessible at the NICA facility. The MPD physics program is unique in many aspects, including kinematic coverage, energy scan, and high luminosity for a wide range of beams from protons to gold ions. Excellent particle identification capabilities of the 4-pi detector are very well suited for studies of event-by-event fluctuations and correlations, collective flow, strangeness production, and femtoscopy. The detector also offers unique opportunities for the measurement of electron pairs and photons, as well as for the search of the conjecture critical point in the QCD phase diagram. Recommendation. The pack welcomes the steady progress in the assembly and production of most of the MPD detector components foreseen in the first stage configuration, as well as in the production of the inner tracking system, which poses a special challenge due to its technical complexity. The pack expresses its concern with the delay in the ECAL construction and the resulting impact on the physics program, with only half of the coverage foreseen now in the first stage, while the second half is expected at a later stage. The PAC appreciates the admission of new institutions into the MPD collaboration and encourages the MPD management to increase its efforts in this direction. The PAC appreciates the ongoing Monte Carlo simulations of the detector and physics processes in preparation for the first beam in MPD and welcomes the plans to intensify this effort. The PAC recommends extension of the project until the end of 2025 with first priority. Okay, comments?
Yeah, I think the first part, the description of the MPD is not necessary. To whom we are sending this report? To us, to the management? I would say half of the text before recommendation is enough. If you take out starting at excellent particle identification till the phase diagram, it's half of the size, and that's also fine. It's a unique in many aspects, blah, 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 and then all the rest to skip. I mean, why should we describe every year that it's an excellent...
No, that is not every year. This is now a request for 5 years extension. This is the end of the... of the period of the project. It's not a status report. That's why it is there. Every experiment, when it comes from an extension or it puts there the scientific package.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it's only once. We don't do this every time. Yeah.
Small typo, Monte Carlo without hyphen. Either one word or Monte space Carlo.
Okay, done. Thank you. Other things? All right. So we move now to Compass 2. The PAC takes note of the report on the project studies of the nucleon and hadron structure at CERN, Project Compass 2, presented by A. Nagaitsev. The experiment will be focused on the study of semi-inclusive deep inelastic scattering processes of polarized lepton on polarized nuclear targets. The goal is to extract the parton distribution functions which describe the nucleon structure in the leading twist approximation in QCD. The GINR group will provide technical support for maintenance and completion of the HCAL-1 and ECAL-0 calorimeters and the MW-1 muon detector, and will develop online software for monitoring their operation. It will also participate in the analysis of experimental information. The PAC encourages the GINR team to enhance its participation in the data analysis and develop collaborative work for the physical exploitation of the data in order to secure scientific recognition of the group's two-decade-long work in COMPASS. By the project completion in 2022, the group should explore new opportunities, like, for example, MPD and SPD, where its expertise is certainly very much needed. Meanwhile, young scientists should be given the opportunity to work on data analysis, and they should be encouraged to give talks at international conferences. The PAC recommends extension of the Compass 2 project until the end of 2022 with first priority. This text has already been approved by Edward, which was the main referee of this thing. By Hans. By Hans. Sorry.
I don't remember if we decided to scratch the priorities in the past or not.
Yes. Now we decided to leave, but we have also the second priority and third priority. But this time there are not such cases.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. We move to Tara. The PAC takes note of the report on the project Astrophysical Studies in the TIGA experiment presented by L. Kachev. The TIGA project is designed to cover a large area for approximately 10 square kilometers and reach the sensitivity for the local source of photon fluxes at the level of 10 to the minus 13 erg per centimeter square per second in the energy range of 30 to 200 TeV. It can shed light to the origin of galactic cosmic rays, CR, in the region of the Ni energy, about 100 TeV, up to extragalactic CR at 1000 PeV. During the 2019-2020, the complex telescopes passed successfully important quality checks of the hardware and data processing algorithm. Gamma quanta for the Grab Nebula have been measured at a significance level of more than 6 sigma. The main responsibility of the GINR group is the design of an imaging atmospheric Cherenkov telescope, IACT, mechanics, manufacturing, and tests. The third telescope was sent to Siberia in April 2020. The fourth IACT will be built during 21-23. The group also participates in ships for data taking, in Monte Carlo simulation and data analysis. Recommendation, the PAC notes that the GINR group is playing a significant role in the TIGA collaboration for the design and production of the IACT. It encourages the team, in particular young researchers, to strengthen their participation in the data analysis. Publications of methodological results obtained by the group should be carried out more actively. The PAC recommends extension of the TIGA project until the end of 2023 with first priority. Okay, I will take the iPhone of Monte Carlo. I think we should take participates in shift because this is a triviality and we should not.
I agree. I have a concern on the physics, Itzhak. There is a harsh competition by much more powerful detectors. So in saying shedding light, I think it's a really overambitious. We should probably mitigate this statement. And then this is a typical case where I would use the word the second priority, compared to what the other projects we have today, which doesn't mean that the project is crap, but this means this sets once more what we have been doing so far, first, second, and third priority.
On the other hand, this is not an experiment.
Antonio, excuse me. I strongly disagree with this proposal. I made a report, and that is really a very good project, and it is extremely important in Russia. And
but in absolute, do you think that the competition with the other
I discussed with a couple of experts in that project, and they all said me that even now, with 1 kilometer squared, even now they compete with others. And you see, they have the hybrid technology, having both detectors simultaneously. So I don't think it. I think it's a really very interesting project. So we should not suppress it with a second priority.
No, but
if we do it.
Edward, I understand that you say that they can do good physics, and I agree. But if we come back to the old story that all the projects are first priority, then I think we make a mistake.
But not look.
Okay, if they are all good, then what should we do?
Yes, we can have first, second, and third.
Antonio, we should not look at one particular pack and say we give first priority to everyone.
That's what I mean.
No, but not in in another talk we put we even refused we even canceled one project.
You see, colleagues, what I wanted to stress that look, for instance, we have international experiments somewhere out of Russia, and they are great, but this one is inside Russia, so we should support it. You see, if we support Duna, very good, perfect, but Duna will be done even without us, I would say. But yes, this one is our project, so we should not suppress it. That's what I would...
If I understand correctly, the problem is that if we give them a second priority, then the grant they expect from the Ministry of Education will not happen.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
I think we have encouraged many times the Giant teams to focus on in-house projects, and this is one. And I get the impression, I'm not an expert myself, but I get the impression that this is of a good competitive quality, and I would keep it with first priority.
Okay, but then why don't we stress that something in the positive sense, that being this a national project, you know.
No, it's not national, it's international, but on Russian territory.
Russia, I mean. I mean, what you said.
We could add a small, in the recommendation, we could say that the back notes, we say that the Giner Group has played a significant role in the Taiga experiment. Maybe we could add something along the lines that Edward said, that this is a Russian experiment.
It's not Russian. We have also, they have also four institutions from, I don't know, from Germany or maybe from some other countries, but it is built on a Russian side. That's what I meant.
Can we say that this is almost an in-house experiment?
Well, in some sense, Russians play major role, but also, I don't remember. Desi, I think, also participates in it, and a few others. I had it somewhere. Oh yes, Desi, Hamburg University, Max Planck Institute, Munich, Torino University, and Institute of Space Science in Budapest. So that's members from outside of Taiga project. But Taiga is on Baikal region. That's why it's sort of on site.
So maybe we could say that this is an almost in-house experiment with a strong international participation.
Yes, that would be, yeah.
Okay, so I will try to add something along that line at the beginning of the recommendation paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay, now we move to the Daya Bay and Juno. And since there are issues that are common to Daya Bay and Juno, and also to the dune, so maybe we consider everything together?
If you allow me, Itzhak, I think I got the comments from the proponents, and so I wanted to make milder the original statements about the overlap between the two, because they made clear that the overlap is time dependent and it's more related to the hardware contributions. So we can go through. I want to make another proposal how to make this milder statement.
Yes, that's why I wanted to have them together, because I think that those should be mitigated in view of the discussion that we had this day.
But we can still have them separately if you want. Okay. I have a proposal to make it milder, but keeping the...
All right. Separate. So let's do the following. I will read as it is the first one, and okay, and then I will tell you what I think.
Okay.
Okay, so the PAC appreciates the report presented by D. Naumov on the status of GNR's participation in the Daya Bay and Juno experiments. The latter is aimed primarily at determining the hierarchy of neutrino masses with high sensitivity and at measuring lepton mixing parameters with sub-percent precision level. The contributions of the GNR group to both experiments made in many important systems of the detectors are acknowledged and imprinted in the structure of the collaboration management. The GNR team will continue the oscillation analysis and searches for sterile neutrinos in the Daya Bay experiment and will contribute to the development, construction and commissioning of various parts of the Juno project, high voltage units, top track detector, new test station for the large detectors, PMTs, TAO near detector, software packages for data processing and global neutrino analysis. The GNR data center is expected to be one of three European centers managing Juno data. Recommendation: the PAC notes the high quality of the work performed by the GNR group and recommends continuation of the Juno project with first priority until the end of 2023. However, the PAC also notes a large personnel overlap between the Juno and the future Dune project. In the light of the large scale of Juno, and especially of Dune, of the international competition for several physics subjects, and of the high degree of commitment required to conduct both projects, the PAC recommends to resolve this issue within the shortest delay in collaboration with the GNR management. So my proposal is we keep everything as it is, but starting from however, I will ask Antonio to provide a milder wording.
Yeah, I have it now if you want. It's very simple.
Please go ahead.
Instead of however, I will simply say the PAC recommends that the group makes sure that personal overlap with the Dune project will not lead to potential conflict between the international collaborations.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Just send me the sentence.
I will.
Very good.
Great.
This is correct, mild, and it doesn't imply any action, strong action.
I agree. Very good.
But one thing. Sure. In fact, I remember the discussion which was after Dima's talk, and I fully respect the question what Antonia made about is it really visible or not to take this 3% or 5% accuracy? But I was totally somehow. I was not, satisfied with the answer by Dmitry on that. Probably yes, probably no. Who knows? Is it the answer?
Among us.
This was a very strange answer, Antonio, to your concern.
You are right, Edward. You know,
I would say if they was, I know, whether they have some sort of simulation of results, what they expect on accuracy, that it looks like
Juno was designed.
What is the prediction?
There are many issues. There have been also changes in the hardware or the reactors, etc. But Juno was designed as the cutting edge experiment, so the experiment which would have solved the issue of mass hierarchy. Fortunately, I would say, there have been many more ideas in the meantime, South Pole in particular, and the dune, which would be really by far solving the issue in 1 year, which now makes the case of Juno a little weaker. On the other hand, it is true that in this field, never say never. So the only worry I would have is that they cannot reach Phi Sigma. So this means that they cannot reach a discovery. But their contribution certainly is good. So in a way, we should wait maybe a couple of more years before being more strict with them. For the moment, I would be still mild. But I agree with you that we need quantitative statements that they don't have now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so any other comments on this?
Yes, on the second line, there should be no dash in Daya Bay.
Why, where it is that?
On the top.
Yes.
The second line.
Yes.
Daya Bay.
Yes.
No
Daya
dash.
Space Bay. There is an hyphen, too much.
Sorry. Like Monte Carlo.
Yeah, the same.
The same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Any other thing?
No.
Great. So we move now to the last one. And I think that here we will have also a similar situation.
Okay. Much simpler.
The PAC heard with interest the report on the general participation in the NOVA experiment and on new results in the study of neutrino oscillations presented by A. Olszewski. Since 2014, the GINR group made significant contributions to the experiment, including in the construction of the detector, the development of electronics and scintillator test bunches, the development of computer infrastructure at GINR based on grid and cloud technologies, the setting up of a remote operations center, ROC Dubna, for participation in the data taking and quality monitoring. The team members are well involved in the ongoing neutrino oscillation analysis and in the studies of supernova and atmospheric neutrino, I would say neutrinos, as well as in monopole searches. GINR personnel also serve in various leading roles as detector simulation convener, offline and DAC software release managers, DAC, DDT, and ROC experts. The GINR group also presented his plans for the future LBNF Dune neutrino project at Fermilab SARF, with a gradual increase of their participation in this large-scale international experiment, expected to start after completion of NOVA. Their first commitments are for the light collection system in the liquid argon TPC for the NIR detector, the preparation of computer resources at GINR, and the development of data analysis tool. Recommendation. Taking into account the visible role of the GINR group in the NOVA experiment and its solid plans for further advances in forefront neutrino physics research with the Dune experiment, the PAC recommends continuation of NOVA and approval of Dune both until 2023 with first priority. The PAC encourages the GINR management to provide the necessary resources to the Dune project in order to guarantee a visible participation of the group. In the same line, one could envision a possible GINR contribution to the LBNF facility in line with what is done by other major international laboratories. In this framework, the GINR group should play the role of bridgehead for the future joining of more groups associated with to GINR, notably Russian. In the light of the nature, the size and the complexity of the LBNF Dune project, the PAC stresses the concern already expressed for Juno about the personnel overlap between the two projects. So last sentence we take it out.
Exactly. That was exactly my recommendation.
But you want to repeat the statement that was in Juno?
No, we don't need. We just need the statement in Juno, which is valid also for implicitly done for this. So I would remove and suggest the last sentence, and there is only two things which are relevant. It's normally group, it's plural, so there instead of its. So we have twice their first corner.
Are you sure that group is plural?
Normally you say there, the their activities, the group, their activities, but we need an English-speaking colleague.
Okay, I would say presented its plans for the future.
I would leave his. That's
I
would
be his.
There was a there. I removed the there and changed it to his.
Okay.
But I am fine with consulting an expert in English.
Okay, maybe we can have a look. And the other thing is discussion. I mean, I would like to know the opinion of the manager, because what we are doing here is make clear that a project like Dune is not like any other small size experiment. So this is like an LHC experiment. So in order not to waste resources, I think that sooner or later the JNR should make clear what is the level of support to this project, because allowing 20 FTEs to participate in a project where you have 1,100 people from all over the world and large institutions and a lot of money, this is a 2.5 billion project. So this is a totally entropy if there is not a commitment from the lab. That would be my strong recommendation to the management. So I don't know if any...
We have this statement here that I highlighted here. Is not enough?
No. I for me, it's fine. I want to know whether the management has the same opinion about this.
Ah, okay. Well, I don't know whether we have someone from the management online at this stage. I don't know who is there. I cannot see.
Okay, maybe we will come back on this, but in one of the future. For the moment, they are just requesting to make preparation work.
I believe that given the time scale of June, this park will have to address the development of the participation of JNR team at many occasions.
I think so.
Yes. Okay, no further comments?
Isaac, may we suggest just to remove last phrase from the last sentence, notable Russians. Russian.
Okay, good, thank you. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's clear that there are many other groups associated with country members, yes, of joint institute.
Yeah, but among us, it's clear that this is a great opportunity for making a Russian cluster. Okay, we don't write it down, but certainly this is a big opportunity.
Yeah, so we take for the future joining of more groups associated to JNR.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sasha. Okay, no further comments? Great. So now we come to the last thing that we need to discuss. The next PAC meeting will be in January, and I have put there two dates that for me are fine. 18 to 19, 25 to 26, with the hope that by then we can have a face-to-face meeting.
Yeah. Hopefully all this pandemic story, COVID story,
won't be ended.
I'm not optimistic.
Unpredictable where this thing is taking the whole humanity. But let's be optimistic and let's hope that we can have a face-to-face meeting. And those are the two proposed dates. So I'm willing to hear if you favor one or the other, or Or we take the first one?
Equally good. Would be good.
Second, we are both are okay.
Both are okay? So we take the first one?
Yeah, fine with me.
Yeah, let's take the first one.
Okay, done. Okay. Well, we are done, believe it or not. Thank you very much, all. I will take all those few comments and the few corrections that need to be done, and then we'll send that to Cheplakov for finalizing this. I don't know what we will do for the signature of the document this time, but I believe that JNR has some solution for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then thank you all for joining. Thanks for the general management for providing the facility. And I wish you all the best and take care of yourself and good health.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your patience and goodbye.
Thank you to everybody for participation.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I don't know who closed the meeting. I closed the meeting or Alexander, you closed the meeting?
Oh, doesn't matter. So, Itzhak, I will send you my notes. There are only a few comments.
Great. I'll send me the notes. I will collect the sentence from Antonio, add a few things that I noted and hopefully tomorrow I will send you the final thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.